Because I've been trying to get myself to it doesn't matter, but still believing it matters. But what if it doesn't matter that it doesn't matter?
Oh, I see.
It's kind of rational.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. In other words, you've been posing that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Then it finally, like, crept up on you that it really, really...
But it doesn't matter that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
That's kind of like the holodeck thing that we talked about. That
yeah.
It was like, yeah. It blew my mind.
Right. The holodeck. That's right. Good evening.
Francine,
welcome to Night Sky Sangha. Your first time here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How'd you find us? Something
Ned and Creating Community Magazine.
When all your hopes have atrophied at your feet or something.
Yeah.
That's
right. When the whole idea of your fucking shitty life is strewn about on the floor, then you need us.
Oh, so I'm here for that.
Okay, good.
Glad the ad's working.
We'll be happy to provide.
It's beyond strewn.
My life's beyond strewn. Now that's a good t-shirt. I'm beyond strewn.
Oh. Hello, Dave. Hey,
continue. Yeah.
Dr. Dave, good to see you.
Are you still doing the meditation here on Thursdays sometimes?
Second, fourth, and fifth, if there is a fifth.
Wow. Thursdays of the month?
Yeah, seven.
You're doing three out of 4 or 5 weeks a month?
Yeah, because having a 2-week break, it was a little too much, or sometimes 2 turned into 3.
Oh, when you have a fifth, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, I have to throw in a fifth.
Yeah.
You get a nice group.
It varies from like 3 to we had 10 or 11 one time.
I like that. The percentage of meditators
they share too.
Stay the same around here.
A little bit at the end.
Yeah. Like over the last 10 years.
What's that?
3 to 10 is what happens here on this ground.
Yeah, pretty much.
The same people,
yeah, if it gets bigger, you have to reformat. You know, clear the hard drive before.
Tomorrow, we're thinking of taking a little hike up to Goat Hill Lookout, which is on the Lambertville side of the river, like across from Bowman's Tower, with a, you know, view to die for. Mm. And then I think a visit to Mooburger.
Oh, wow.
You need to help Chris in there.
You might want to call Mooburger first, because they might be closed.
While I was on the phone with my brother saying I might go there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know there was more than one.
There is only one. They closed in Knoxville. They opened.
Yeah, whenever you say Mooburger, I thought you referred to that one.
No, they closed in Knoxville.
Okay,
they opened in New Hope.
Okay.
So we're hoping they're open.
Yeah. It's good to hope in New Hope.
Yeah, it's good to have hope.
I can't be in this area.
Well, I have a house call.
Because I can do it with my brother later.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what your time is.
Probably around 1:30-ish.
Oh.
Yeah.
That might work.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll
hello.
Hello.
This is your first time?
Yes.
Cool.
I'm very shy.
Are you shy? That's all right. We're beyond strewn.
But we still take offerings.
What a good reminder.
I do it. How are you?
Yeah, maybe it could very well be for all of us. Who says we've been here before?
Yeah, first time? Uh-huh.
It's all fiction. We've been here before. We all know we've never been here before when there were cookies in the other
house. The problem with if it matters or doesn't matter, or, you know, even, I mean, any lovely phrase or something that solicits your attention and gives you a good, you know, right hook. It's like the right hook is what counts, but you'll notice that the right hook doesn't last very long.
No, it doesn't. And then the mind gets it and plays with it.
You
and
see?
It's useless.
Yeah, then it becomes useless again.
Exactly.
So
take a dead dog and roll it your way and see, like, what you're going to do with it.
I bury it, I hope. Or roll in it, I don't know. Maybe my inner dog will come out. Well, so part of our neurosis, perhaps a large part of our neurosis, is the reflex to present ourselves to ourselves. I mean, I know we all suffer from presenting ourselves to everybody else, but, you know, that might just be biologic. So that aside, we're all, you know, you could say presentation influence. But where it really counts is that we present ourselves to ourselves, which means you've got something to say about you, your condition, how you're feeling. What's the value of why you're thinking the way that you're thinking? Those fucking meetings don't help at all. I'm sick and tired of, you know, being me in search of a thing that I think I know what it is that I want someday. And maybe I get a right cross, you know, or a jab or a, you know, a roundabout. And that startle moment is thrilling. I mean, it is thrilling, but you could see how quickly we turn that startle moment into another story, another presentation, another accoutrement, another piece of jewelry, psychic jewelry, about me.
Always.
Yeah, always. So rather than, you know, participating in so many well-intentioned paths, that suggest, you know, you'd be better off, let's say, without your mind. You know, Patanjali, control the mind, right? Buddhism, use mindfulness and jhanic practice, right, to get out from under the impulses, the implications of mind. But maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe there's a back door, a trap door. You know, that instead of that 256K password that you need to get into the lunch codes, you know, the back door is smartass. That's the password, you know, smartass, boom. Right? So we're looking for, and wisely so, the trap door, the easy password into the system, which curiously happens to be just this. This is the shining. This is the bright. This is the impossible to find. This is the impossible to occupy. This is the impossible to know or say anything about it that could possibly have any value at all, because it's just broadcasting so much faster, so much, you could say, more nuanced or intelligent than any report that you could possibly apply to it. But that surrender is weird, because it has nothing to do with your emotional well-being or your psychic well-being or the commitments that you make or the vows that you make or what you're going to do about anything. That surrender is of, you could say, an entirely discontinuous, call it origin or genesis. The surrender itself is, right, the magic of a letting go that has nothing to do with the presentation of one's humanness. So we're soliciting that emptiness, which is this, or that emptiness is, you could say, inviting us. I mean, who's soliciting whom? Right? I think, oh, I decided at such and such an age because of one or other catharsis, or because I was, you know, sent to a young adult's home because I was, you know, a recalcitrant heroin user or whatever the hell it was, right? Something somewhere said, I got to start seeking. Not even knowing what that was. I mean, maybe you got turned on by, you know, Autobiography of a Yogi or The Hobbit or Carlos Castaneda or something Louise Hay wrote. You know, Wayne Dyer, thankfully, you know, he's not here to befuddle people anymore. Though I'm sure they'll get more mileage out of his estate somehow. but something or a thousand things trigger your interest in getting to the bottom of what it is or who it is or how it is that you are. And for so long, we we process that adventure through the myth of self, through circumstances and events, qualities of emotional feeling, loneliness, wealth issues, education, whether others obey us or not, how well we're getting along with our spouse or our, you know, wild children. Right? So we're trying to process all of this symptom in a way that ends up being pleasing, cathartic, or perhaps even liberating. Not going to fucking happen. Or if it does happen, it's likely, let me take a risk, it's likely that you'll never refer to what anything that you did or anything that happened as the consequence for why you woke the fuck up. Most likely you'll see that, man, that came out of nowhere. Really, came out of fucking nowhere, right? It's that radical. But still, you know, any aspirant can put a quarter in the slot, pull the lever, and, you know, watch the lemons roll. Yeah. Unfortunately, you can't give your life back, right, to the manufacturer, even if it turns out that you're a lemon. You have to make, as they say, lemonade. The genuine quality, even though genuine is a lie, and the quality is a lie. However, the genuine quality of this present moment, this presentation of awareness, of consciousness, of the absolute, of emptiness, of the story of self, is on fire. It's fucking on fire. It's off the charts. So when we, you could say habitually, reflexively, process it through the storyline of my humanness, right? Well, I don't know. It's like dousing the fire somehow.
Trying to play some huge game with you know, so much data on a game board.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Come get much.
Right. Yeah, that's right. If we treat ourselves as a creature on a, you know, a game console, when what this is, which is what we are at our disposal, or we at its disposal, you know, it's forget about it. You know, it turns out, yeah, we think we're playing Donkey Kong. Yeah, it turns out that all of creation started in Brooklyn. That's where, forget about it. That's where, forget about it. Came from. There was a guy on a street corner playing bocce, you know, drinking some kind of a, you know, Italian lemon soda, and he was like, forget about it. Creation just launched. But it's still forget about it. Yeah. But it turns out that immersion in emptiness, recognition of emptiness, you know, whatever the fuck liberation might sound like, whenever you feel like talking about it, could turn out to be a little boring for us. We might not want to give up how fond we are of ourselves. Deservingly so. Right? To submit to the absolute. To wander to the perimeter of, right, the human perimeter, and then take the next step.
Clearly we're not interested, or I have a feeling you'd already be there.
I don't know.
I think
you're already that, so. And you, and it's not possible for anyone to have made a choice to refuse anything, right? Yes.
I think the idea of giving up yourself is it can't be done. So, you know.
That's the trap door. That's the trap door. Not just that. I mean, anything is the trap door. I mean, stub your toe. Win the lottery. Lose everything. You know, get diagnosed. Die. Right? Everything and anything is the trap door into what you could say this is. We operate involuntarily, no one signed a contract, through the appearance of continuity and durability of self. That's how our mind functions. That's how the story we tell functions, right? It functions through the presumption, the confidence that, you know, experiencing has to do with the durability of oneself, traversing what appears to be the storyline of your life and all the stuff that belongs to you. Night Sky Sangha, where you get fresh chocolate chip cookies.
I knew I had to come tonight for a read.
This is why I came.
Ooh, ooh.
See? I knew it. I will have a black chocolate chip cookie.
I might go for the more burnt one, too.
Fuck enlightenment. We've got fresh chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. Crispy.
Mm. Your timer didn't go off? You were sleeping. Sleeping on the job.
Oh, I
came back here. It's a dangerous place.
Dangerous place.
No.
I presume no one is watching live, so you'll have to forgive us. We're eating cookies now. You won't be so bothered by it on the recording, but if you're having live, then, you know, go make your own cookie.
Then there was just 5 minutes.
Nobody's watching this shit.
Like, mm-hmm.
You never know. Could be Wayne Dyer's watching from on high.
You could go viral any minute.
Really?
Some might call that the apocalypse.
Yeah, our new friend Ken was near me here.
Oh, Ken.
I think Ken had one encounter, woke up, and now he's on the speaking circuit.
Mm. I'm Ken, yeah. I saw him at Pebble.
Oh, yeah?
Which I rarely go to. He didn't miss too much. I told Chloe I would check out her thing that she was doing.
Oh, the celebration?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, last Sunday. Uh-huh.
Very entertaining, very captivating, but mm-hmm. Just kind of like a stone skipping on a pond.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
For me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that a nice way of saying there was just no depth to it? Not even a little bit?
Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're beyond strewn.
Just jumping from one superficial concept to another.
After all the hops, then it drops. After all the hops, it drops.
Oh.
Yeah. I need spaces. Or my brain massage with this kind of reminder. In a way, not to...
Face it, you need cookies.
Get caught up in the manufactured life.
Sorry.
Lots of them.
The immensity of your present experience is A, immeasurable. B, no story can actually be told about it. C, it is nourishing to the point of dissolution. Like this. From a sensitivity training point of view, we start to build up, I would say, a valuable or utilitarian view of the nature of mind and the nature of self and the nature of, right, illusion, delusion, the assertiveness of delusion, the spontaneity of it, the quickness of, right, turning something into something and then occupying it, either out of interest or with withdrawal. And always, you could say, inhabiting your present moment through the filter of story, through the filter of some kind of coordinate, through the filter of some kind of reference, keeps you in the game. So, let's say you introduce someone to this possibility or bizarre gibberish way of thinking about experience. Most likely they'll just reject it out of hand. Right? Well, I mean, we do want to stop suffering if that were possible. I mean, everyone, hands up, no one's going to keep, a few people will say, no, suffering, suffering's fine, I'm okay. I mean, sincerely.
Only if I have lots of marijuana.
Yeah, really.
I'm
really.
Okay.
Yeah, if it comes with
maybe
puppy.
Maybe beer if there's no marijuana, but.
Then I can get through. I know I can. That's a little train that could. I know I can. I know I can.
There must be something around here, though.
So most everyone will sign up and, be interested in whatever the cessation or end of suffering is. But that next, leap, skipping stones, is something completely radical. Something, counterintuitive to what we think our experience is made of. I mean, it is an absolutely uncompromising dissolution of the mirage of self. I mean, if that's the cost of, the end of suffering, I'll just back out of the room, quietly. Right? Most people, I'll just back out of the room quietly because, I'm not going to sign up for loss of control, loss of consequence, loss of investment, loss of fear and anger and retribution,
loss of the soapbox,
loss of the, the control dramas.
Basically what looks like early onset Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you have to be out of your fucking mind to be interested in something that starts to smell like you rotting. Fermenting where you stand. You have to be out of your mind. Now, that doesn't mean that, everyone that goes to Carolyn Meese or Adyashanti or wherever they go are insincere somehow. Many people love to hear about this shit. I mean, Eckhart Tolle's making a living, right? A lot of people are, quote, making a living from elucidating the entertaining nuance of something called waking up or self-realization or liberation or enlightenment or call it what you will. So there's, enough people to help a bunch of people make a living from, right, the new age, I want it too, dollar.
Well, a lot of it's not even about waking up. It's just, hey, I will help you feel better. Like, there's sort of two camps. One is, the ones that are about waking up and actually honest about it, no guarantees. You know, you got to give up more than you'll ever get. There's no commitment for the self. That's like the earnest camp of waking up. And then there's the camp that's just like, hey, I will make you feel better as a human and, you know, take you down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But some have their foot in both courts. I think actually Byron Katie has her foot in both courts. She caters to the make you feel better as a human.
Yeah.
But that particular tool strips and strips and strips.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, it depends on how it's wielded. And if I can, you know, be corny about it, the fate of the aspirant. You know, the karmic fate of the aspirant.
You can go down the rabbit hole, never be seen again, just as a suffering human for the remainder of your days with that tool like any of them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
That's the thing. So many of these seemingly valid teachings.
This is why we can see how quickly, how reflexively, how confidently, whatever this is, turns any left hook into, right? Right, freezes that momentary catharsis into a thing accomplished, a thing earned, a thing found for the likes of self. That's, I mean, the streaming is really unrelenting, right?
Complaining the other night?
Yeah.
Like, that was the direct result of totally objectifying and it was all content.
Yes.
And I was bored with it. I turned this into content, the concept, it's dead.
Yep.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
That's the deal.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And I don't know how to not do that. That's what I seem to do, is turn everything into content. In objects.
You're not alone.
Doesn't help.
Not necessarily. But seeing that it's a generic and impersonal reflex could perhaps take the sting out of it. Mm. Yeah.
That's an interesting, like, seeing that circumstances and events have nothing to do with you can still be kind of construed as, like, behavioral.
Absolutely.
Subtly. Like,
yes.
Like, you are now no longer relating to your circumstances and events. But no, like, it just has nothing to do with you. Like, nothing to do with you at all.
That's weird.
It is weird.
I mean, that's very, you know, counterintuitive. That's not what we had in mind. Right? That's not what I had in mind when I wanted to stop suffering, was to see that everything that's appearing has nothing to do with me, including myself.
And my suffering and my bracing and my relating to circumstances and events or not.
Yes. I know. The entirety of the content of consciousness itself, as the only thing you could say that we can even find, turns out has nothing at all to do with you. Then, well, what has to do with me? Can I find anything that has to do with me? No, I'm sorry. You can't. Because this is not occupiable.
It's like that prayer that you put out on Tuesday. That, you know, just see that you're just running around doing absolutely nothing for absolutely no reason, and it means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like...
Yes. Right. Yeah. The Gyani's sword. Head gone.
Mm-hmm.
But you see what has to happen, can I say physiologically or psychologically or emotionally, what has to happen? Somehow this orientation, this reflexive orientation that we inhabit, you know, so quickly as self, as circumstances and events or whatever's going on, has something to do with me, with the outcome of me, with the satisfaction of me, with the suffering or the end of suffering of me. It's, you know, there's no end to it. So somehow we have to find some weird geometry, Aikido, texture, who knows? You can't codify the miracle of withdrawing from this, right? You can't codify it. You can't say, oh, this is the way. What the fuck? There's no way. There can't be a way, because this is so fast and in your face that there's just no way that you could approach it through some kind of temporal endeavor, right? to outsmart it. Fuck you. It's not going to happen. So how do we figure out how to outsmart that which is always outsmarting us? Oof. Whoa.
Step back and don't give a shit.
I don't know. I mean, try everything, right? Yeah. But again, you can see that the liquidation, the instant liquidation of any strategy is present. Right? It doesn't mean don't do something, do everything. But the recognition that any effort, any strategy, any deployment made is instantly liquidated, is instantly irrelevant. It's not going to work. Because you're still streaming, right, in the, call it the hell realm of self. We want our satisfaction, our resolution, our enlightenment to occur within the hell realm of self. Fuck you, not going to happen. Can't happen. Not because you're not sincere enough. Can't happen. Something magical has to, you know, crawl into you or whatever, which is nothing other than you. So it's not like there is a solution or an agency outside yourself. There can't be anything outside yourself. There is nothing outside yourself. And no one has any knowledge that you need to know. Unless, of course, you know, you're in a foreign country and you'd like to find the nearest restroom. That could be handy. But when it comes to spiritual knowledge or channelers or readers or whatever, what the fuck can anybody know? What the fuck can anybody know about this? How about nothing? How about nothing? So now you're off the hook because no expert can help you out. Because what the hell do they know? They know as little as you know. If you think that they know more than you know, whew, you're in trouble. Your wallet's going to start to go dry. So you see, it's like you pull back from the reflex to invest in something, someone, a strategy, a belief system, a genesis, an explanation, right, for why this is the way that it is. Nobody knows. And no matter what they say about it, they're mistaken.
So then you relax.
Maybe. Could be. That could, again, you know, a good trap door. Yeah, we fucking relax.
Because why just waste your time and effort?
Yeah.
You know?
Could be, just like that. Don't know. I mean, we are pulling on the strings of the absolute to show itself when there's nothing but that. Abba! Abba! How is it that some kind of delusion is capable of pouring in and convincing me that I know what this is? How is that even possible? Nobody knows. Not the Buddha. He didn't know shit. Jesus ended up on a cross. What the hell did he know? Psst, get out of town. And though he may have died for our sins, and I'm grateful that he did, hasn't stopped me. I'm still sinning like a motherfucker. And suffering on account of it. I mean, Jesus, really, I'm so, so grateful that, you know, you ended up like how you ended up on our behalf. But I got to confess, it hasn't helped. And I'm sorry about that. You know, anyone that would go through that on my behalf, I would like to be able to honor the sacrifice with some kind of spiritual durability. Fuck me. Hasn't worked. I'm so sorry. Dear Lord, thank you for dying in that horrible way. I'm sorry that I failed. Yikes. So you're done. Knowledge is done. Circumstances and events are done. Motivation is done. Disappointment is done. Self-reporting is done. Time is done. Space is done. There's absolutely nothing left of you nonstop. There's never been anything left of you. There certainly isn't anything left of you right now. And yet, this doesn't shut up. that keeps convincing itself, let alone you. You know, you don't even exist. You could say that this convinces itself. You're the outgassing that this convinces itself, that something must be going on here. Something's got to be happening. All this feeling, all of this sensation, all of this light, all of this sound and taste.
Which reminds me, I haven't had a cookie in about 5 minutes or more.
Maybe we could play poker with these. You can't get out from under the pressure of the demonstration of sensate consciousness. And if we try to engineer a solution within the context of sensate consciousness, it's not going to work. You're going to remain in, right, the myth of durability, the myth of time, the myth of something has happened, is happening, and will happen.
Well, what do you think about something akin to faith, even while you're in the, I don't know, the myth of durability? Because you can bring with you
mm-hmm.
the understanding that that's not real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's like faith.
Yeah. And what's the problem with that? The problem is, even the articulate accusation of this not being real is too much. It's too thick.
And it's not true.
That's right. Isn't it weird? I know, you're really screwed again. Hey, is this real? No. Is it not real? No. Hey, is this real? Absolutely. Is it not real? Absolutely. What? Right?
Well, it's life according to my senses.
Very good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And but the Maya is attached to this as ownership in a funny way.
Yes. Aren't senses attached in a funny way?
Yeah. I mean, whose eyeballs are these anyway?
Well, I mean, the whole presentation of sensate consciousness looking like you're having an experience is what exactly? Nobody knows.
How did that come to be, right?
How, what, when, why, where, who?
It's like cutting a pie 8 million ways, right? And saying, they're all going to relate in these yeah. funny ways and colors and sounds and emotions
mm-hmm.
and emotions and
yeah.
creations and spaces.
Go to the quark. Go to the quasar. Wow. So to be true to the commitment that this is a shamanic event, you know, got to call it something, you know. What do you guys do with the night sky, Sangha? Dude.
Put on the pounds,
man.
Yep, and then we'll be showing up in droves. You got food?
We're going to be in a competition to see who can gain the most amount of weight in the shortest period of time.
I remember when I first started.
This is called the biggest loser. This is the biggest loser, but it's not about weight.
Yeah, we try to gain weight while becoming the biggest loser. It's
yeah.
confusing, I know.
Yeah, it's a little counterintuitive, yeah. yeah.
It has mass appeal.
Mass appeal. Mm-hmm. What we can do is tease the confidence that we place in our so-called construction of what we think this is. We can tease it. You don't want to be too heavy-handed because then you become a fundamentalist. And you don't want to be too loose because then you don't pay attention. So you tease it. Right? You look at yourself and you're like, loser. You're like beyond strewn. So by teasing it, you could say whatever this is knows, I'm going to anthropomorphize with your kind permission, this knows that we're teasing it. Right?
let's say you're an intelligent extraterrestrial and you have created a universe that is appearing in a petri dish, right? And, you know, you're smoking a cigarette, you know, drinking a cold one, and you're trying to see, like, is anybody in my petri world?
And they're like, yeah. You're like, yeah. That's the guy with the finger.
That's right. That's right. That's what you're looking for. That's what you're looking for.
He's going around with his finger in the air.
You're scanning the entire universe for one of these little petri dish consciousnesses to go and fuck you. That's what you're looking for, because then you see someone that woke up enough that's teasing it. So this is interested in you. Always interested in you, because it's nothing other than you, but you could say it has a more dynamic or shamanic playfulness when it sees of itself that it's teasing itself back.
Is that why we see faces and things, rocks and clouds? And,
wow.
You know, we always look for something like us in the things we look at. It's kind of funny.
Well, God in God's own image thing, da-da-da-da-da-da. What is it when we examine? Do we go to animus? And usually, right, facial recognition. Yeah. We go to facial recognition and we project animus on the walls of the Grand Canyon while you're listening to Pink Floyd, you know, rafting downstream. Look at that. Whoa, look at that. Look at that. I mean, everything looks. I mean, John Klein would say when John Klein would go out to the desert, and you look at the man going pee-pee. You know, pointing at a cacti, right? One of those, you know, Leif, just a man going pee-pee. You know, true story. The animus is unbelievable.
Like, people are so mature.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So we can tease this. That you can do. But you can feel that teasing this is a different dimension. It's a different quality of intelligence, and I'm not talking about, you know, IQ.
For what you think you want all day.
Then begging. Definitely.
You cannot petition the Lord with prayer.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Petition away.
By teasing this, what can occur is a natural relaxation from the reflex or the habit of space, time, consequence, and outcome, or events. But see, now your wakefulness is present. Your wakefulness has not been consumed by story, by artificiality. Your interest and your attention is present because you're just teasing this. You see that, fuck, this will make up a story faster than, you know. And so you're like, you're keen to it, right? You become keen to the engine of expressive delusion, of sensei consciousness. You become keen to the engine. And you're like, whoopee cushion. Yeah, and what's interesting is that's not an event. It's alive. It's alive. It's not a single event. It's present. It's present. It's present. It's present.
Dynamic and constantly
absolutely
playing and learning and evolving in its own bizarre.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's as wild as you are. Wilder still. It's immersive, it's nourishing, it's playful, it's crazy, it's loud, it's silent, it's big, it's small. But you see what's happening is you're tuning into your present experience, not from the point of view of content or consequence, you're tuning into, let's just call it the radiant background field that dreams. See, but then you don't end up in a canoe somewhere. Thinking that, you know, you're thinking. Thinking that you're thinking. Or what it is that you think you're thinking about. Or that what you think it is that you're thinking about has some kind of, will have some kind of benefit to you somehow in your future. I mean, that's, you know, that's sensei consciousness, you know, spring break. Sensei consciousness gone wild. Woo!
So that's what
like
this is. This is, yeah, this is sensate consciousness gone wild. It's spring break nonstop.
A deja vu or precognitive impressions.
Yes.
That haven't happened and then, oh, hey.
Yes.
That happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't analyzed it really, except that the effect is I notice more. Like,
yes.
Holy shit, I met you in my dream last night.
Yes.
Whoa.
So yeah, that's the magic.
Pay attention.
That's nice. I mean, if you are visited upon by magic, as was Scrooge, if you're visited upon by magic, then that can perhaps jostle us out of daydreaming. Right? Jostle us out of dwelling in a virtual reality that doesn't exist except in the so-called mind. Then you wake up. That's the call, right? The wake-up call is, whoa, I'm aware. I'm available. Right? I'm not stuffed full of ideas. I'm just, okay, keenly aware, teasing the nature of sensate consciousness. Johnny on the spot. Even though it's actually impossible to occupy any moment or any spot, somehow your affection for this as it is can become what? More conscious? You learn to ride a bicycle. You learn to chill the fuck out and watch sensate consciousness drizzle you. Drill you.
So is recognizing patterns have any value? I mean, without the pre-idea that I'm going to now use this to, I don't know, maybe step out of the anticipation that the pattern will just keep repeating.
Here's the funny thing. So let's say this is a profusion of nonstop symbology and awareness. Not that it's other than that, receives the profusion of nonstop symbology and then creates meaning faster than you can say, I need to pee. Right? So then pattern recognition is of the nature of the geometry of a profusion of symbology and the reflex to derive meaning from it. Now, if you're really, you could say, on the edge of that breaking wave, then there's a fascination with the profusion, the demonstration of the profusion and the image making or the interpretation that's occurring in what you call your consciousness. But it's non-binding then, because it's like, holy fuck, this can really dream up a storm. And it won't stop. So in that way, you could say pattern recognition can either turn us into virtuality, into dreaming, because the patterns are so evocative, then associations get launched, and then you're back in daydream. Or pattern recognition can be one of those visitations by magic that, right, helps you say, wake up to, whoa, ho, whoa, what the fuck is this? Yeah. It can go either way. Yeah.
I mean, I see, when I hear you say pattern recognition, to me, it sounds like just a story we tell to make sense of what this is.
Yes.
There's this profusion coming in. It's not correlated. It doesn't mean anything. We're just running around doing nothing for no good reason. We claim that it's this or this and this is happening.
Yes.
That is just a story we tell about.
Sure. Well, it's strange.
You should describe it two ways. I got the story we tell about it way. I didn't catch the other.
The other way is the recognition of the profusion and the impulse to derive meaning from the symbology, from the presenting symbology or the presenting stimuli.
We always derive meaning from it, and it's bullshit, but we still seem to do it. That's how we operate. That's
yes.
How we create this world.
Can, yes, yes, yes. Can we, you could say, hang out or loiter right here where it's occurring? So if I'm available to see it occur in what I call my so-called experience, which means nothing at all, it's non-binding.
See it occur without the story, or just let the story go and just see it occur.
Feel the primacy that this sensate consciousness is imposed upon you against your will. Like, oh fuck. Shit. Shit's happening. Oh God. Unbelievable. Fuck me. And then you see it's non-binding. Right? So it's like, how can we hang out, loiter, crisply, keenly, teasing this profusion and demonstration and symbology and the inference of meaning and the creation of space fucking time and not be bound?
That's the trick.
That's the trick. Yes. That's the fucking trick.
And there's only one way.
Yeah.
And that's without effort.
Well, okay. Yeah, with or without, fine. Because effort's not effort. You know what I mean? Ooh. It can look like effort, but maybe it's a natural response from, you know, magic saying do a thing or don't do a thing. Right? You can't commit yourself to the strategy, even though effortlessness makes more sense than, you know, trying to make something happen.
In my mind.
Yeah.
Then, if there's an effort, there's the seeker, and you're looking for
see
the reward.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Pointed, all of those are aspects of human.
Yes.
A pointed effort at no effort is just as simple.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you can't effort non-effort. You can't do that.
I think I'd be able to.
So, because then it's an effort.
Well spoken. The dilemma is not just your dilemma, it's our dilemma. Whatever we think we can hold responsible, accountable as to what do or not do, can't be true. Because this is nothing. It's nothing. Forget about it. The whole universe started in Brooklyn. Forget about it.
I know the pressure of making the right or wrong step, achieving something, or missing the achieving of something.
Yes.
Goes from highly relevant to...
Yes. Absolutely dynamic, engaged, mind-blowing, I could give a fuck.
That's the, like, it doesn't have anything to do with you.
Nothing.
Anything you...
Yes.
Because you're not a human being operating in a world.
Yes.
On whatever make-believe system this is. That
right.
You could even figure out if whatever just happened was good or bad.
No, can't know. Yeah, yeah. Right?
It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
That's right.
It drops out.
That's the fun of it. So we can have a conversation that most people would just run from, and wisely so. And we're teasing.
Well, you're going straight to hell. I mean, that's...
That's right. on a bullet train.
The last thing you said on the crossroads, I'm not dying for that fucker.
Yeah, really. Really. I don't mind dying, but not for Jeff. Write that down.
And nobody who's in Night Sky Saga.
Yeah, really.
Whatever group he starts.
Yeah, really.
And people join.
Really. Yeah. I love you all, but not that guy. So you see, when we tease, there's a certain quality of alert. There's a certain quality of humor. There's a certain quality of elasticity. There's a certain quality of I don't know. We're teasing this. We're teasing it. And so it's like, oh, you got me. It's like, oh, you got me. Right? You got me. Because you're teasing this nonstop and impersonal presentation of profusion, symbology, the presumption of meaning, the assertion of meaning, space, time, and the durability of self. You're teasing the very engine that suggests that you're even here. Wow! That's fucked up. But that's awake. And by teasing it this way, you're unbound.
Because this can't do anything to you. It can't present you with anything. The miracle of you, the miracle of emptiness itself, is this. Thou art that. You can't place yourself in a condition, in a position, in a geometric location, GPS, or time.
We seem to all the time.
Seem to, yes. But that's because we haven't eaten enough cookies.
No.
If we start slacking on the snacking, we're fucked.
You're doing pretty good.
It's like the difference between a wave in the air with the sound of a voice and the radio picking it up over here and over here and over here. The wave is everywhere.
Yes.
In a sense.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, you go, no, it's in my radio.
That's
no,
why
it's in mine.
That's why Jeannie Zandi refers to it as unitive consciousness, unity consciousness. Dark night of the soul, daughter, blah, 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 unity consciousness. Boom. I'm coming to your town.
Unitive.
Unitive, yeah, unitive consciousness.
As long as I don't make
unitive
sense.
Unitive, I mean.
That's right. Yeah. So that's what this is. This happens to be that. This happens to be unitive consciousness, which is nothing at all.
Hopefully it's not punitive.
It appears to be sometimes.
So if we pee on it, then it's punitive.
Especially when you write too many letters to the Pebble Hill Council. You should be punitive then.
That's all right. I've got my catcher's mitt.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And my guard.
You know, you need a face guard around here. Face guard and a cup. Really. Incoming. Oh! So you see the collapse of presuming that you're in a condition and then telling yourself all kinds of shit about that leaves you where? Well, effortlessness with, you know, nothing to do about anything except that whichever comes next, regardless of how it may be inspired or motivated. You know, fear, hunger, revenge. Whatever it is that's suggesting that you should do whatever you do next, fine. I mean, fucking fine. But it's not binding.
A strange thing happened today that was felt like not binding.
Sweet.
I got -$3 in the bank. I just finished this stereo.
Yeah.
And it shorted out and smoke came out of it.
Wow, you're really in the hole.
I didn't react. I go, oh. Mm-hmm. If that extra part, you know, because they come in pairs.
Yeah.
Take it out. Oh, wow, it's the one. I got it working.
Doesn't like this magical crane just come when the when you got, you know, when you're $3 in the red and your stereo smokes? But remember, like in the what was that movie with the blue pill and the red pill? What was that called?
The Matrix.
Yeah.
Just saw that again recently.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But you know, it had little to no effect in immediacy, and I thought, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
It was like, okay, now I know what to do. Either reorder it or figure something out. And
yeah.
Take the next
right.
one. But there's many times if I make up recollection and story.
Yeah.
That I go, fucking shit, damn it. God. Damn. You.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind my saying so.
Oh my God, I got a whole private world. A lot of that.
You do have a private world.
Such a critic in me. I could slice up, give me something to slice out, slice.
You know, some years ago I called
an idiot, right? You see? I got it. Like, excuse me.
Some years ago in this very room.
I prefer goddamn beating.
We are so strewn.
I don't know what's going on. I'm just going to start cursing.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, fuck you. I have Tourette's.
Rastafarian.
And you notice I tend to be polite. You know?
Really? <Yeah. laughs> Your mother drives trains. Fucking carpet muncher.
We're chasing this real good. We end up
My temperature's gone up. I'm verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves.
Did you put something in there?
Yep.
Ooh.
Okay. But no.
I'm coming. I don't know what this is, but I'm coming to this church again.
Yeah, everybody wondered.
Yeah, really. What do you guys do at your services? Munch carpet?
Or at least accuse everyone of
carpet. Yeah, really. Get pissed off at smoking stereos? It feels good. Whatever happens, I don't know. I sleep well.
You know, the next time that comes out of my mouth, I'm going to start laughing.
Yeah, really.
I'll leave you tomorrow. So.
Why wait?
I'm offended by carpet munching.
For the record,
yeah,
I said something different. He said carpet muncher.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I don't remember now. But he said carpet muncher. Because I couldn't think of the word, and so I said something else.
Let's roll back the tape.
Muff muncher.
What was it? Let's roll back the tape.
I'm really much more appropriate.
Huh. All right. I apologize. I jumped on that one.
Put that in the category of the peeing cactus.
Yeah.
It's a man going pee-pee. It was a real prick. Yes.
Well, when you tease this, it responds.
You like seeing carpets.
Apparently so. You move somehow back, even though the direction's not important. Somehow you tease this and you pierce the veil of its presentation.
And you don't take up arms against it. You don't take up arms against yourself. It's not like getting consciousness right, or that it should be pleasing, or deliver you to Gandharvadesh, some kind of, you know, shit-kicking liberation. You can withdraw from the appearance of sensei consciousness itself. That's fucked up. To see or to feel, even to tease or play with, the possibility that you are not sensei consciousness nor bound by its appearance. It's fucked up.
I mean, we always say it's this, which as far as I can reach for is sensei consciousness. Felt it under my feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Breath moving in and out.
Right.
I have to draw from that. That sounds like, go sit in a quiet room and meditate and be very still.
I get the image as simultaneous.
It is.
It's this is doing this, and somehow, you know, you're the voice that's everywhere, or the body that's everywhere and nowhere. It's hard to describe.
It's impossible. Words can't
from the,
do
from
it.
The appearances of things, nothing has changed. Like, maybe today was, fuck you, you know, stereo when it blew up.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't. And I could have been in that zone, but you would say, oh, no, he's really attached today. Mm-hmm. No. Or I could have been meditating blissfully and radiating this effulgence. And he goes, oh, he's connected today. I could be totally fucked up inside. I mean, that's how weird it is. That's what I get from this reminder, that it's elusive to measure. Oh, my success is... Hey, I woke up on the right side of the bed. Things are looking good.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's presenting yourself to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's an interesting dance. Where I have to remind my judgmental, critical mind that I can't evaluate any of this accurately.
Don't remind it. Just shoot it.
I'm glad I didn't take my brother's gun.
Yeah, right.
His bullets.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think he fired it once.
Yeah.
I feel like, and this is just, I guess, my interpretation, I don't know. But I feel like it teases me.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
turn it around. Tease it back.
Well, I would like to learn that skill, I suppose.
Here we are, teasing it back. If it is a singularity, a unicity of conflagration of being, sure, it'll tease you. You can tease it back. There's not two.
I mean, when there's a change in the quality of my experience, let's say,
yes,
where things fall away, like time and space,
right?
And there's never anything that I do that brings it in.
No.
So yeah. I feel that's why I say it teases me.
Yeah. Well,
but I don't know.
Experiment with it. What the hell?
Okay, why not? Yeah.
Yeah. Even that we're speaking about the notion of teasing it back opens a window of, call it, playful possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just imagining yourself to be on the passive or receiving end of something other than you. Mm-hmm. Tease it back.
Maybe that's what I do when I go to poetry.
Okay. Yes.
That might be why I do it, huh?
There you go. I would say writing poetry is both the celebration and the teasing back that this is so. So this. Yes. Just this doesn't, you could say, end with what's apparent within the field of sensate consciousness. Sensate consciousness is a presentation. It's not the end-all and be-all or boundary field or volume of whatever it is that is so-called occurring right now.
Is it like the magician that's got, you know, something going on here and you're looking at sensate consciousness while there's really like...
Yes. Think of it this way. There's a dove up your ass. Let it free.
Nail on the wind.
Yeah, really? Whoa! That came out of... Holy! Oh, there's another one!
Oh, my God. I think now there's a new whole new area of art that can be explored.
That's right. That's right. Projectile doving.
So there's at least lubrication for that one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah. You see how convenient or perhaps inconvenient it is to suggest to yourself that sensate consciousness is the entirety.
I keep looking for it there.
Say again. Looking for it.
It.
Ah, it as in the resolution of your miserable self within the boundary field of sensate consciousness.
If I just look close enough or take it in clear enough or...
Yes, that's the dilemma. You are looking for the resolution of your already empty and immaculate nature within the field of a poser.
And as I'm looking, sometimes it's just almost like there's a sheath that I just can't quite see through. It's like there, but it's...
Yes.
It seems to be closer when I'm sitting down in Dark Hollow Park on my mat, listening to the blog.
You spontaneously, or through teasing, withdraw from symbology, which is tantamount to suggesting you withdraw from the delusion or the illusion of the continuity of self. Tease it back.
So it's kind of the opposite of man's search for meaning.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
It's a cessation, really, of assigning.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Importance and value to various things that show up.
Instead of lighting the fuse, you blow out the match. Tease it back. Write a poem. Sing a song. Curse at a stereo. Mm-hmm. Or be perfectly sanguine with its smoking. You see how quickly we look within the apparitional nature of sensate consciousness for relief of the disappointment that we have with it. Not gonna happen. Can't happen. So, you tease. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. There are a bunch of miserable, prideful seekers in all endeavors and so-called walks of life. Yes.
It reminds me of that awful scene at the end of, I think it was Leaving Las Vegas.
Oh.
Where she's fucking the alcoholic empty guys.
Yes.
It's like you keep going to something that's never going to give you anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Right. Uh-huh. We could say, unstraddle this cadaver.
While letting doves fly out of your ass.
While miracle white doves fly out of your ass.
Wait, that's too much. So, what are the teachings that you... Well, unstraddle the cadaver while white doves fly out of your ass. I'm totally coming to that church. How is that even possible? Oh, God. Agnishanti, move over. How is it possible to make some kind of cogent meaning out of that? That's just fucked up. That's sick. Stop. I'm closing this shit down. We've gone too far. How can we possibly get mileage out of this? What the fuck time is it? Is it like Monday or something? How long have we been here?
Yeah. It's early.
I'll get up my glass.
Is it possible?
8:30.
Is it possible?
Jesus. Hey, we've been here for like a month. When's the pizza coming? It's like early.
Order Domino's.
Oh, shit.
Well, I'll have another cookie.
Yeah, you may as well.
We've got some time left.
Yeah, we can still have some time left. I don't know where we can go next, though.
I know.
Sometimes you just got to hit pause or something.
Where do you go to get
off the cadaver?
Where do you go next?
Bullet train
to hell. Yeah, bullet train to hell.
Well, we can totally get back on track.
Yeah, let's. Let's get back on track. Is anyone suffering? Fuck that. Does anyone practice meditation? Fuck that. Oh, God.
Well, that's all I was going to show you.
Eat cookies and die.
Holy fuck. But this is. I mean, like I said, if you tease this fucker, it will deliver. It will respond. Because tag, you're it.
Well, it wasn't instantaneous, but, you know, I stopped traveling and said, screw it, I really want local something or other. And
yeah.
Eventually this church.
Huh. All right, well, we can blame all of this on you then.
I had the last of the wolf thing sort of peter out. Locally,
yeah. Have you had any idea this was coming? You probably would have avoided it.
Like, I would have moved as far away.
Really?
Like, what's the farthest away as you can get from Doylestown?
Is Anchorage?
Possible. I don't know. Is that it? I mean, would another country, continent completely...
Bering Strait, yeah.
Somewhere, like...
Yeah.
You wouldn't have signed up to those
rowboats. Tiny island that's only accessible by rowboats. You have to swim each way.
100 miles.
100 miles in the cold.
Yeah.
Chapter land trail.
Maybe there's a great white somewhere. I could jump in.
You're so crunchy.
The good.
I think the burnt ones everybody went for more than the.
See what happens? We all need the carbon.
The bunch. Not one of each.
The Brady bunch. The
rejects,
bird bunch.
Like the rejects.
Yeah. Any questions?
Yeah, back to this jump flying out of your ass car.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's go into that.
What location would you recommend for that?
Mm-hmm.
These white doves?
Brown doves.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Really?
How does that work? You know?
That was white when I got it at the store.
Scratch cord.
It's the peace dove. Unhinged is this is unhinged. It's this unhinged. It's you can say it's even worse. The mind that
suggests, and who knows what mind is, and I don't know what it is, and I'm not accusing it of anything. We're just, you know, talking in absurd generalities. Whatever the mind is, suggests that you're hinged, right? The mind hinges you. When your actual nature is unhinged and unhingeable. So by teasing all of the convictions and beliefs and justifications and Genesis stories of what we think this is, by teasing all of them, we get a chance to peer into the unhinged.
What do you mean by teasing?
Like this, teasing, right? These conversations.
This. Look a little closer. Get curious.
Sure. Fuck with it.
From the juice, the like real intimacy of what you're after is the...
Yeah. Yes.
What did you just say? I'm totally spaced out.
Why not?
Forget it.
What
it's
I hear,
not in the relation relating to the circumstances, that it's like the juice is in the not in the poking, but the revelatory bizarreness of whatever is occurring. That's,
yes,
that's not relatable,
right?
And in some sense, to me, it's like there has to be some kind of willingness to not have that look a certain way, the circumstances and events,
yes,
because the revelation is
right.
It's not contrived. It's not. It can't be in a a neat little package that's just like, here you go.
It's the revelation of the impossibility of yourself right now. That's teasing. Nothing appears to you as being binding or solid or having a source, origin, or consequence. You are teasing, you're peering into the very matrix of the so-called belief system that places you within the context of time and space. You are teasing your, right, presumptions. Coordinates, consequences. I mean, you're really going for it. I mean, really for the throat, which is very different than hoping shit works out within the context of your life.
Very different.
It's very different than hoping shit goes your way in the context of your imaginary fucking life that's post-strewn.
You just watch it go your way or not, and you feel a little more neutral.
That's behavioral again, right? You're placing yourself, right, as a recipient of things. Are you the recipient of things? Are you the consequence of circumstances and events, or the shit that flows through a happy or unhappy, agreeable or disagreeable life? No, you're impossible. And impossible can't be bound. So this is way beyond whatever behavior you or any of us might enjoy or disregard. As in, now. See? Yeah. We have to come to terms with the impossibility of ourselves, the transcendent nature of ourselves. We just have to come to terms with it. By magic, by teasing, by invitation. By cookies. That's right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, by cookies.
I was saying, fuck it.
Fuck it. That's right.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. Forget about it. I mean, it's a little more fun than mantra. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhiswaha.
Mm-hmm.
That's not so bad. Once. Mm-hmm. You know, someone approaches you and says, well, I meditate 12 hours a day. You just say to them, yeah, but where do you keep your doves? Yeah, maybe, but you're still straddling the cadaver.
I think you haven't really plumbed the depths.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Halloween's coming. Maybe we can go deeper.
Always fresh.
We look at this profound, magical movement of profusion and symbology and implication and meaning. And you could say the descending nature of space-time that makes it look like I'm hinged. So you could say we study the symptoms that are apparitional. By studying the symptoms, you see that they're non-binding.
Quoting what I've heard.
Yes.
Well, I can't quote it, but paraphrasing what I've heard.
Yes.
If anything that comes and goes is not reality. And so all that... I don't even know the words you just used.
Don't ask me.
Yeah. But it all, I think we don't get the age. If the body can come and go, then it can't be reality.
Yeah.
It can't be.
Right.
All of it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, coming and going.
Cookies come and go.
But those are reality.
They're more crunchy.
Cookies are reality, even though they come and go. Ha-ha! Take that. This curious release from the habit of creating context associated with self.
Context, that's, yeah, and then bringing it, placing it.
Yes.
All context goes back to this.
Yes.
Meat puppet. Constant.
Yes.
Context related to me. Context related to me.
Yes.
Context related to me all right. Fucking day.
All fucking day. All through the day.
I'm fucking related to you.
I be my. All through the night. I be my. Yes. Yeah. But we can see that even though that may sound like, you know, a narcissistic left turn, it's not, because all you got is you. You can't help but make this all about yourself because there's nothing but yourself.
Well, and it's fun. It can be fun to play in that, but...
Yes.
Yeah, that's not the only...
Yeah.
Show in town.
Well, I found that when my perception, when my opinions change, my
yes.
perception changes.
Oh, sure.
So it's like, something's fishy.
Yeah. Right, yes.
Yeah.
How right.
come the world thinks this way now?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. The dismantling of yourself appears as an instant osmosis. That now reality is all of a sudden like behaving differently. How to, you know, excuse me. Right? I thought reality had a mind of its own and didn't give a shit about my perception or belief. But as my belief changes and there's this teasing going on, whoosh, reality's like, I'm with you. And there's no delay. Yeah, it's not like, all right, you've earned it. It was like, bam. Because this is self-fulfilling. I mean, right? All we have is whatever this is or isn't. And so it can only be instantaneously self-fulfilling. There's no delay. So if something occurs in you, whether it's belief or superstition or attitudes or da-da-da-da-da, boom, reality is on your ass. It's on your case. It's changed. That's the teasing, right?
And it says to me, it's all bullshit.
It can. Sure, it can. But again, you're pristine. You don't benefit, nor can you suffer from whatever this might, you know, suggest to you. All bullshit? Okay.
Well, yeah, but that's the freeing.
Yes.
That's freeing.
Yes. Yes.
Because you don't need the bullshit.
Whatever it feels like saying about itself is its business, but it's, again, it's non-binding. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not going
to... Well, I was hoping that the members of the Night Sky Sangha might get together with a few posters and, like, hang out in Doylestown on Sunday when the Quakers are there and say, that war's not so bad.
Tuesday.
Yeah, war is not so bad. Not the Night Sky Saga. We'll all go to jail.
War is not so bad when doves are flying out your ass.
Really? That's right. Let me put...
No, this makes sense.
This makes sense. This makes perfect sense. War is not so bad when white doves are flying out of your ass brown. You Quakers, you've only got half the story.
I think you took it too far. The candle's going out.
Oh, even the candle was like, I've had it with you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's not really a fun meeting unless you've taken it a little too far.
Good one.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed the broadcast.